Today's bonus episode of An Evening with Bill Walden is sponsored by Flag and Anthem, the official gear of the Dirty Sports Podcast, and it should be the official gear of every dirtball listening to this show. Isn't that right, Joe Prano?
100%. I love all of my Flag and Anthem gear. I pretty much rock an item of Flag and Anthem gear every day at some point. Wearing these great shorts right now from Flag and Anthem. Rocked a different pair of shorts last night to meet Bill Walden, the GOAT.
I was wearing Flag and Anthem jeans last night. I was wearing a new Flag and Anthem polo last night. So, guys, Flag and Anthem is the official brand of the Dirty Sports Podcast. And even better, you get 25% off.
Your order. Your first order.
Thanks for the save there.
Yeah, no problem.
So, basically, if you go to flagandanthem.com and you put in your first order, you get 25% off.
That's a quarter.
All your merch. So if you buy $200 worth of clothes, you get $50 off, guys.
Look at that. Andy doing math.
On the spot. There we go.
All you got to do is put in promo code
Dirty Sports. The full word.
Dirty Sports.
So go to flagandanthem.com right now. Get you some great gear. Summer is right around the corner.
Oh, man. They're short sleeve button downs. They're denim. I've talked at length about my red brick denim. So great. I love Flag and Anthem. Get some.
So go do it now. Flagandanthem.com, promo code Dirty Sports at checkout. With that being said, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Dirty Sports Podcast. Podcast with Andy Booth, the Angel Prano. Welcome to the Dirty Sports Podcast.
Welcome to the Dirty Sports Podcast. I'm Andy Ruther, coming to you live on this special episode from the Smut Shack in Venice Beach, California, with my co-host, Joey No Chill Prano.
So excited to be here, Andy. I put out the Dirty Sports signal today. I said we had an evening with Bill Walden last night, and we must do an episode solely about that evening with Bill Walden. I didn't want to come to tomorrow's episode or Thursday's episode and feel like I had to be short with my description of what was honestly one of the greatest nights of my life.
Yeah, you know, we both were thinking the same thing. And I almost feel like the energy of the GOAT himself, Bill Walden,
was passed through our handshakes. Like, when I shook his hand, it was like I got shocked with an electric current. And I am now part GOAT.
I have never been on such a... I can't remember, outside of, like, performing, I can't tell you the last time I had such a high...
Like, right?
Like, I had the whole way home, you and I had such a natural high. And by the way, there was...
The world's best drugs, marijuana, mushrooms, Bill Walden, in some order. Just do a little bit of Bill Walden and just be high for hours.
But there was no, we didn't smoke any marijuana last night. It was a simple high from listening to him speak, from hearing his stories, his passion, and then meeting him.
Yeah. What a great day and great evening.
And, you know, I don't use this term lightly. And I said this to my parents. I texted my parents, by the way, real quickly. You're going to love this. Texted my parents the pictures. I said, who is this? My mom responded, Larry Bird, ? And my dad, you could tell, was annoyed and wrote, that's Bill Walden, Joanne. You know, I don't expect my mom to know. She's not a sports person. However.
She's like, is that hippie Larry Bird?
However, I did tell my parents this. This is what I'm going to say. Inspirational. And
right?
I don't use that lightly.
No.
He was inspirational.
Honestly,
last night.
And we'll get to it because I'd love to talk about the whole process, just buying the tickets and going and everything. But I do want to say, during Bill Walden speaking, I looked over at you a number of times and looked at the way that you were looking at Bill Walden. And I was like, Ruther just got it. Ruther just figured out that like the Bill Walton impression and my Bill Walton obsession isn't just that he says wacky stuff when he calls Pac-12 games. He is now realizing what I've known all the time, that Bill Walton is maybe the greatest human walking planet Earth.
I was thinking today, I can't think of a better speech, a better public, you know, and I've gone to a fair amount. I can't tell you a better, I don't even know if you want to call it a speech.
It was an evening with Bill Walton. It was a book signing, and he sat and he told stories, and he just kind of took questions from the audience.
I don't even want to call it a speech, but nothing like that.
It was glorious. I mean, and it started he tweeted it, right? Or did his wife tweet it, and it was retweeted on Bill Walton.
But let's explain how it got started. This is so funny.
Yeah.
Friday, I believe his wife Lori, who he talks about a lot, if you ever go see him, or you know, he talks about Lori just in general.
Yeah.
I believe she might have tweeted, and we both follow her. It's Lori, Lori, Lori Walton. You should follow her.
And then a lot of her stuff gets retweeted just on Bill's account, because I'm not sure Bill runs his account. I think maybe Lori or somebody involved does it. So then it's just she puts out the information and then he retweets it.
So we both this about again this weird connection and synergy we've had. It's like we both saw it at the same time, because a lot of times you're not going to see a tweet. I'm not going to see a tweet. Friday, a tweet goes out.
I may have alerts for Bill Walton tweets.
Okay.
I may get alerts for the Bill Walton account.
Well, you're smart. I should do that. I should change that on my Twitter. Anyway, the tweet goes out that he is going to be speaking at the Norman P. Murray Community and Senior Center in Mission Viejo.
In Mission Viejo.
So to explain where Mission Viejo is, it's about 60 miles south of where Joe and I live. It's probably halfway between L.A. and San Diego.
Yeah. Just in Orange County.
Orange County, nice white suburbs, let's be honest, right?
Beautiful California suburb.
Yeah, Orange County.
Yeah. At one point yesterday, I said I needed Starbucks from the highway to the community center, 1 mile off the highway. We drove by 11 Starbucks. Like, it's basic white peopleville.
Yeah. It's like where I grew up, but just way prettier and way nicer.
Yeah.
So
without all the chili everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So that tweet goes out, and Joe texted me, and it was kind of like, should we go to this? And I was like, yeah, we should.
You texted me.
Oh, I texted you.
You texted me, and I had just seen it and was like, I think I want to go to this. And then I was even thinking, I was like, I wonder if Ruther would want to go. And then you texted me. You're like, did you see this? And I was like, yeah, do you want to go? And you were like, I think we should. And I was like, I was just about to text you that.
Again, this weird synergy.
We were looking at each other through our mind's eyes.
Again, we were invoking the spirit of Bill Walton. So then I said, okay, I'm going to order tickets after I shower. But then I was so antsy. I was like, no, I'm going to order tickets right now. And listen to this deal. I also texted Joe. I couldn't figure out. I go, what's the catch here? For $20, both Joe and I got tickets to the event and a signed book.
Yeah. One ticket equals one book for two people with a little card to meet him after and get your book signed.
For $20.
For $20.
So we go down, we get down there early.
The book, by the way, is called Back from the Dead. Searching for the sound, shining the light, and throwing it down. Bill Walton. And so,
you should buy this.
Yeah. We obviously haven't read it yet. We just got it last night. But he told stories from the book, and he, you know, it was all to promote the book. I already can't wait to read it. I'm backed up 12 books. This is jumping to the front of the line.
I would argue that this is the best book cover, and we tweeted it out. It's on our Instagram. It's on our Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's on everything. You tell me a better book cover.
And it's funny because inside the book it says, like, this is the cover I wanted, and it's just like a Grateful Dead poster. And then they were selling hard copies of the book too, the hardcover, and it was just that standard sports cover you always see. Black cover, up close picture of the person's face, gold writing. But the soft cover, the paperback that we got, this is like this is just Bill Walton in a tie-dye with a Grateful Dead basketball and the Grateful Dead roses and the bears in the background and three pyramids of success and a volcano and a wolf on a moon and dance and terrapins dancing on his name.
It's the best book cover ever.
Yeah. And he looks like he's looking out, and he looks like he's on mushrooms while they take the picture. He's like, I'm going to do mushrooms, and you're going to take pictures of me, and those pictures are going to turn into my book cover. Whatever I describe as you're taking pictures, write it down, because it's going on my book cover. He's like, I see turtles. They're like, okay, I see a lone wolf on the moon right now.
I studied that book cover last night when I got home. I just looked at it for a few minutes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Study it on mushrooms sometime. You'll be like, suddenly I was diving into a lava-filled volcano.
So we get down to Mission Viejo early. I was being anal, and I'm glad. I'm like, let's get down there. As you guys know, you never know with L.A. traffic. So we're down there about an hour early. Joe got some Starbucks. I got some bomb empanadas, some local empanada spot. So we show up to the Norman Murray
Community and Senior Center, the Norman P. Murray.
And I told Joe as we walked, before we even went in, I go, I guarantee you we're going to be like the youngest people here. And he's like, I don't think so. Oh, I was right.
Yeah. There was a few kids younger than us who were clearly there with their parents, whose like dads made them come to see Bill Walton talk, and whose minds were have. Those kids are going to be president one day. If it doesn't happen, I mean, the kids who get, if I had seen Bill Walton at 13, I'd run a commune right now.
Yeah, so it's like 50 and older.
Yeah.
And it's great because it's a small intimate.
It's literally
it's like a library.
A community center. It's just like a meeting room.
A meeting room. Just a normal room. And we were four rows back.
Yep.
And yeah, and then Bill just crushed it. I mean, crushed it.
He had a guy there who was supposed to be the
like the MC kind
of MC and kind of like facilitate the questions or whatever. The guy didn't talk for the first 30 minutes. Bill's like, before we get to whatever that guy's name is, he's like, let me just tell you. And then 35 minutes later, the whole room is like floating 6 inches off the ground. And then he introduces the other dude.
So he tells these amazing stories.
Incredible.
And what was so good is that Bill knows. What's great, Joe, is that he knows how to mix comedy, some really heartwarming. You know, the story about Luke where he was almost crying.
Yeah.
Was so touching. Talking
about almost killing himself because he was in such pain with his back injury, laying on the floor covered in ice.
And guys, that's what the book, you know, Back from the Dead, he openly talks. I don't know if you guys realize this. He couldn't move for years.
Yeah.
He was on the ground.
He lived on the ground covered in bags of ice, eating out of like a bowl.
Yeah, I mean, he was suicidal.
Yeah,
and he talks about that. And it's so, like I said, and then obviously he has his basketball stories and his John Wooden stories. So it's such an interesting mix. And then he took questions, and this is what I love when he would take questions from the audience. One question, which half the time he wouldn't even answer,
yeah,
was like a 20-minute rant.
Yeah. Like the guy, one guy introduced himself, and he was like, "Bill, we met at a dead show in '85." And by the way, this guy is the guy who has like had like a 10-minute long question about like the Wounded Warrior Project and all this stuff. But he just opens with, "I met you at a dead show in '85," and Bill cuts him off. He's like, "Oh, where was that?" And he's like, Southwestern College. Oh, Southwestern College. I remember it like it was yesterday. And he proceeds to talk for 10 minutes about that show.
Bill's memory, I was telling Prano, is remarkable.
Yeah.
So he has people who had met him. And we met two guys afterwards, too, who had hung out and met Bill at multiple Grateful Dead concerts.
They say it was so easy. It's like he's Mr. He's the guy you look for at the dead show because you know he's going to be there and you know he's 7 feet tall, so he's not going to be hard to spot. They said that when he shows up at dead shows, you hear the applause for him before you see him. Like the applause moves in waves as he moves through the crowd. They people just start applauding and then suddenly the applause is upon you and then you're standing in front of the great Bill Walton.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
So he talked for, I was watching. He talked for an hour and 45 minutes.
What was your favorite story that he told?
I mean, that's tough.
Yeah.
The John Wooden one.
The John Wooden, like
smoking weed,
asking him about smoking pot, which I love. And we have to have him on the show because now I want to know. Bill Walton just seems like such a guy. He straight up bold-faced lied to John Wooden's right at him. And he said that possibly another player didn't lie. He goes, I don't know what he said, but he maybe didn't lie about smoking pot. And that kid was like benched by John Wooden.
Yeah.
And Wooden just asked him like, you know, I've heard you've been smoking marijuana. And Walton didn't know what to respond. He goes, I have no idea what you're talking about. And he turned and walked away.
Yeah.
And some other guy got benched because he was like, I don't know, maybe he said maybe or yeah or whatever.
He was taken out of the rotation.
Also, is John Wooden joking? I mean, John Wooden is an English teacher and like a brilliant, one of the greatest coaches in the history of sports. He just took 7-foot bearded hippie Bill Walton, who rode his bike there wearing tie-dye to practice, at his word that he hadn't smoked cannabis?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, good enough for me.
But if you need any marijuana, I have some in the back of my bike.
Are you trying to buy? Because I have a great sativa in my locker.
So he's done giving the speech. You're done talking.
By the way, my favorite story.
Yeah, sorry.
He talks about a preseason fight.
Oh, yeah.
Between the Lakers and the Celtics. He's like, the ball boys were fighting, the cheerleaders were fighting, the coaching staffs were fighting. But my favorite part about it was he called out Michael Cooper for not cutting his nails. He's like, it's a professional courtesy. You cut your nails, you keep them short because you're always banging around in the post and scratching each other and clawing and fighting for rebounds. And he's like, and he wouldn't do it. And it was calling him out for not cutting his nails. And then he at one point said he was like a cat on top of somebody, clawing their eyes out.
You're right. That was great. And the fact that the Lakers and Celtics were fighting in a preseason game out in L.A.
Amazing.
That was a great story.
And there's a lot of Lakers fans there. And he was kind of taking shots at the Lakers, but like funny shots.
He kept calling them the Fakers.
The Fakers. And he was just, I mean, of course, he played for the Celtics. And he was a Celtics fan growing up. I don't know if you know that, even being out here in California. He was a Celtics fan growing up. And he played for the Celtics, obviously. And, I mean, Luke is the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers played for the Lakers. So it's not like
the Lakers fans were being whiny little babies last night.
It's not like he has a problem with the Lakers.
They were being really sensitive every time that Bill called them the Fakers. And I was like, guys, his son won 2 rings and is the Lakers head coach.
Yeah.
He has nothing but love for the Lakers.
It was just amazing.
So that portion of the show ends.
Yeah.
And
the other thing I want to say about the story portion, just because that's why I wanted to do this, because I don't want to have to curb some of the things that just blew me away. You know, the basis for my Walton, one of the strong foundations is this thing that he does where he leaves messages and he says his name, and then he opens even to his son. Like, he would leave messages for Luke. Hello, Luke. This is your father, Bill Walton, calling. I'm calling from, and he would leave his phone number. And then he would end voicemails from it. This is a nugget I got from Pete Sestaro. And it's always been part of my impression. When he told a story about Luke calling him, Luke does this. Like, this is so true that even he's instilled this in Luke. And now Luke does it. He goes, and Luke calls me, and he says, Dad, hello, this is your son, Luke Walton, calling. I'm here in the Lakers locker room with Kobe and Phil and Pau, Derek. And he goes up. And then, like, and he keeps saying, Dad, we just want to say, and this dad, and dad. He's like, this is it, everything that you've heard about him, all these nuggets, they're all true. And it's like amazing to see in person.
And then afterwards at the meet and greet, every person he'd meet, he'd shake their hand and say,
I'm Bill.
He'd be like, I'm Bill Walton. And we're like, yeah, we all just sat and watched you talk for 2 hours.
We bought tickets to a Bill Walton event and then lined up for 90 minutes to shake Bill Walton's hand. I'm Bill Walton. Oh, really? I was here to see Alan Alda.
Yeah, so you're right. The legend, so to speak, Joe,
of
Bill Walton, it's all accurate.
How do you rate the Walton impression now and all the intricacies of it now that you've seen him in...
I mean, you do it spot on. You really
just all the little things, right?
Being in a room with that man for 2.5-3 hours last night.
Just every time John Wooden came up, it like made my heart flutter. It's like, and the pyramid of success, and the 3x3, and he just kept going.
And
he's
so good with the quotes.
And the guy in front of us, the other story that I loved his response to, the guy in front of us asks us about his relationship with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And you're kind of like, dude, like, first of all, he's a Laker. Obviously, he was UCLA. But, like, what a random, like, and I thought about asking a few questions. I was going to ask him who the greatest basketball player of all time was. I was going to ask him, you know, a politics question. I was going to ask him about whatever. And so I was trying to psych myself up for, like, all these really deep questions. And the guy's like, what's your relationship with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? But he goes on to say, like, he was basically like his hero. Everything he was trying to do, he was trying to be Kareem. He's like, I'm riding my bike, Jabbar. I'm shooting in the gym, Jabbar. Like, I'm walking down the street, Jabbar, Jabbar, Jabbar. Like, he was, like, haunted by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
So amazing.
So amazing. So we have, you know, the meet and greet where he meets everybody afterwards. You know, you line up. It's in numerical order. And
shout out to the people who moved us up 40 spaces, by the way.
Yeah.
We had number 71, and then they're like, we're leaving. You want 35? We're like, good God, yes.
Which saved us a lot of time. Again, the energy of Bill Walton was funneled through them.
And then everybody that's behind 35 was suddenly very upset that we had jumped that part of the line because our interaction went on a little too long.
We genuinely talked to him longer than anyone had.
Yeah.
And he was genuinely enjoying it. So let's just break it down. So you know, he's sitting at the table signing the books. So it's Joe and I's turn next. We walk up.
First of all, I'm nervous.
I could tell.
I was nervous. I was nervous first of all, it's the most nervous I have been. No joke. I thought about it after. It's the most nervous I have been since I threw the pitch at Citi Field. I've never physically felt nerves, not in any comedy show or anything I do, since the pitch had I felt a flutter in my heart.
The two things I noticed about you last night was that I've never seen you so happy, one, and also, as we were getting ready to meet him, I was definitely calmer, let's be honest. Yeah. I've never seen you so nervous.
I was nervous for mostly because I didn't know what he was going to think about the sweatshirt.
Yeah, because you're wearing our Bill Walton
pyramid. I was wearing the Pyramid Says. I was nervous about the sweatshirt for numerous reasons. One, did it get shut down because of Bill Walton? Are we going to get up there and be like, I know you guys. You guys are the one who are selling unsolicited shirts with my name on it and my signature. And you've made a ridiculous picture of me. And you say I do DMT and peyote. Like, I was going to be like, oh, my God. Like, he's like, I've actually been planning on suing you guys. and then I was like, or what if he calls out, where did you get it? And then we don't want to be the ones responsible for it. But all that went out. The nerves went out the window in 1 second.
Within a second.
Because it's the first thing he wanted to talk about.
He's staring at Joe's shirt. We walk up to meet him.
He's sitting down because he has trouble standing.
And he's staring at the shirt. And what did he say?
He's just staring. He's like, look at this. He's like, where did you get that? And then he goes, where did you get that? And before I can answer, he's like, you made that yourself, didn't you? And I was like, I did.
Yeah, he instantly said, you made that yourself, didn't you? And I was still like, okay, where's this going, JoJo?
And I was like, do you like it? And he's like, I love it. I want one.
He instantly, I want one.
Yeah.
Where can I
get one? I was like, we'll get you one. I was like, we'll get you 12.
Instantly. He's like, where can I get one? And he's just staring. And I'm watching this whole thing. He's just staring at Joe's shirt.
I'm assuming he's reading the whole thing. I'm like, I hope he doesn't have a problem with, you know, one of the drugs in there. I hope he doesn't have a problem with, and, you know, I put on the second level of right under throwing it down, I have Grateful Dead and Fish. And I actually know he's not like the world's biggest Fish fan. He's way bigger Grateful Dead fan. And you heard him talk. He always mentions music artists. I knew people like Neil Young and Bob Dylan and Jackson Browne and those people are way higher on his list. But for the concept of the shirt, it just works so much better if it's another hippie band.
Sure.
So I was like, is he going to call out the Fish thing? Is he going to call out the DMTs on there?
He loved it.
He loved it.
He's like, I want one now.
Yeah. And then I was like, I'll get you 12.
Prano's like, where can I send these to you?
Yeah.
And he gives Prano his email.
Yep.
Just, you know, he wants the shirt.
Yeah. I go, great. We'll send it to you. Where do I send it? How do I get in touch with you? He's like, he gives me his email. And
at this point, Joe lets him know we actually host a sports podcast.
Yeah. I was like, I do a Walton impression. And he goes, is it better than Frank Caliendo's? I was like, or he goes, is it as good as Frank Caliendo's? I was like, I've been told it's better.
I vouched.
Yeah.
I was like, it's way better than Frank Caliendo's.
And I was like, you know, I imagine, you know, all the crazy things that you can do. And it's a very long-winded. He's like, yeah, you probably don't have restrictions. And I was like, yeah, I don't have to answer to the FCC.
You told him about the jungle stuff.
Yeah. I was like, I imagine you being in the jungle on all kinds of psychedelics. And he's like, oh yeah, I imagine you don't have to worry about restrictions. I was like, no FCC to worry about. And he's like, oh, it's great.
So then Joe asks him about the question that you wanted to ask him in front of everybody.
Yeah.
As far as running for political office.
I said, I wanted to ask you a question, during the thing, but I got, you know, I didn't get a chance. I think I expressed this. I was like, you know, your opinions are what are so fascinating to me. And I was like, would you ever consider running for political office? And he was like, no, you know, if I wanted to do that, I would have done it, which I thought was the greatest answer of all time. If I wanted to do that, I would have done it. I was like, yep, that sure, you sure would have. And I was like, I don't know how it transitioned. It transitioned.
You said that you were running for president.
Yeah, I said I'm running in 2020. He goes, what? Which office? And I was like, president. He's like, oh, the big one. And I was like, yeah. Well, I figure if the guy who's in there can get in, then anybody can get in. He's like, oh, you're right about that. And I was like, you know, I have asked a lot of people, who. Should be my vice president. I've said, you know, in a perfect world, it would be you. And he's like, oh, now that maybe I could do. And I was like,
yeah. So he, you know, and again, I'm just kind of watching the whole thing. He definitely went from like, I would never run for office,
yeah,
to when Joe's like, would you be my vice president? The mood totally changed.
Yeah, and I knew, because I knew what the great thing about Bill Walton, and really, I'm so glad I live here, because if I ever saw Bill Walton speak and I didn't live in California, I'd feel like such a dope. Just, I mean, have you seen the way he has a love affair with California?
Loves it.
He's just, I mean, how many times do you think California came up in the speech and he would just go like, oh, here we are in beautiful California, the sun is shining, and you guys were giving up a full moon evening to spend it with me, and like...
Yeah, I mean, he was just saying how amazing, you know, and you know what, though? He's right, though.
He's like, oh, you go out, you lay in the pool, and you go in the ocean, and you ride your bike everywhere, and you just, if it's ever over under 70 degrees, you take a nap and you wait for it to warm up. But
you know what? Then that's what I loved about him so much last night, is that he says things that are true that we take for granted. It's true, though, Prano. We live, this is what I always tell, you know, and I think you and I, actually, I would say you and I don't take it for granted. I think you and I are outside a lot.
Yeah.
Whether it's surfing or on the beach or riding bikes or whatever we do, we take advantage of it. But people, they don't take advantage of where we live.
Yeah.
This is the most gorgeous weather in the world. And Bill completely appreciates it.
And so I knew that his political office, I knew part of that would be like, he's a guy who just wants to ride his bike all day and be in California and be in the sun and do Bill Walton-y things. So I basically said, like, when he turned for the vice president thing, I knew to talk about it. I was like, you won't even have to leave California. I was like, you'll just be a figurehead. It'll just be like a, I forget what exactly the wording I said, but you'll just be a title job only. And he's like, oh yeah, I think I could do that. And then I go, I'll definitely put you in charge of the FDA. I was making a little joke, you know, like, I'll make sure that you are kind of our drugs are. And this is where Reuther jumps in. He's like, yeah, we'll get rid of the DEA.
This is where it took a turn. Frano says he put Bill in front of the FDA, and I go, and we'll completely get rid of the DEA.
Yeah.
And that's when Bill was like, what?
He's like, oh, no. He's like, heroin, crack. He's like, crystal meth, those are all terrible.
Yeah, Bill's looking at me like, dude, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then I could see Prano's like, oh, damn it, Reuther, I got to go into damage control.
Yeah, so then I'm like, oh, that's why Andy's not in charge of the is not a part of the campaign. He's like, okay, yeah. And then he starts to stand up. We're getting ready to take the picture. And he goes,
well, talk about
yeah, so I remember it so much. Like, I remember he was standing when he said this part. But he starts to talk about drugs, and he goes, anything you can't do for breakfast and do all day should be illegal. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. Like,
what a great line. Anything you can't do for breakfast and all day should be illegal.
Yeah. I don't even know if he said he should be illegal. He kind of almost like trailed off a little. But the thing was, all the good drugs are the ones that you can do for breakfast.
Yeah. So like weed, you can do at breakfast.
Yeah.
Crystal meth, you should not be doing at breakfast.
He's pretty vocally anti-heroin, crack, crystal meth. This is the guy. This is my drug czar, dude. This is my vice president. This is the guy I want to charge. I mean, look at all he's going to bring to the table. Name recognition. He's out there on TV. He's Bill Walton, the hippie, like tie-dye, the peace shirts, and he's going to bring a complete – he's going to turn around our approach because – you know what? You weren't that far out of bounds. Like, I'm kind of a freedom sort of guy. I'm like, fuck yeah, make it all legal. And by the way, I think that's the first time I swore the whole episode. We'll get to him telling us not to swear. So we'll have to bleep that out because I'm never swearing again. But this is the guy I want in, you know, on the phone. Bill, this drug, is it legal or is it illegal? He's like, oh, peyote? You can do peyote for breakfast? I've had peyote and Cocoa Puffs. Good talk, Bill. Good talk, Mr. President.
So he stands up. We take some pictures. And at this point, what are we talking about?
When we're taking pictures, what were we? I don't know if we were. I don't remember.
I don't think we were really talking.
Yeah, we're just kind of posing for pictures.
Posing for pictures.
Right. And then it kind of feels like this is, you know, like I didn't want to take too much of the guy's time. I didn't want to be the guys who are like talking for 20 minutes.
And there's a long line.
We would have hated it if somebody in front of us, whatever. So we kind of take pictures, and I just think we're done. So then after we take the picture, he sits back down and he's going to sign the book. And he starts going, okay. And he pulls out this little sheet of paper. We have Andy and Joe. And he's like, who should I put first? And I was like, you can go alphabetically. He's like, okay. And I was like, if you could. And he goes, what's your show? And I said, Dirty Sports. And I was like, if you could put that in there, that'd be great. So he signs our book. And he's got it right here. I'll read the inscription. To Andy and Joe, Dirty Sports, simply the greatest. Chase your series of dreams. And on the next page, it says, gratefully, Bill Walton. And I mean, everything about that. Andy and Joe, he gets Dirty Sports in there, simply the greatest. Called us simply the greatest. Chase your series of dreams. Series of Dreams is a Bob Dylan song, which I was listening to today when I texted Andy. I said, we have to do a bonus episode. I'm high, just listening to A Series of Dreams on repeat. And he signs the book, and then he goes, this is the best part. He points at me, he goes, Andy? And I was like, Joe. And he points at Andy, and he's like, Andy. And Andy's like, yeah. And he's like, Andy, Joe, Joe, Andy, Joe, Andy, and Joe.
He just kept saying it back and forth.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah. Andy, Joe, Joe, Andy, Bill, Andy, Joe. He's pointing at himself. Bill, Andy, Joe, Andy, Bill, Joe, Bill, Joe, Andy, Bill, Andy, Joe, Joe, Andy. I'm like, this is insane.
And I think at this point, people, because we've probably been talking to him for 5 minutes. At this point, people, literally the next group had basically nudged up to the table.
We're kind of walking away, and then he's like, well, hold on. Don't you want that sweatshirt signed? I'm like, yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, so Bill's like, you want me to sign that sweatshirt? So then he signs the Pyramid of Success shirt.
Yeah, he goes to the lady behind us. He's like, come over here, miss. We're going to need your hand.
There's video of it. He tells her to put the book down.
Put the book down, and she grabs the sweatshirt. And he stretches it out. The tighter, the better. And he signs it. You want my real signature on this? I'm like, of course. And we were so worried that it was the signature was the reason that we got it taken down. And maybe he saw it. He doesn't want a signature on there. Meanwhile, he's signing it himself.
And he wants it.
Yeah, and he wants it. And
then he talked about how much he loved the shirt again. And he tells Joe, thank God it's not my middle finger.
Yeah, he goes, thank God it's not my middle finger. Like, I think he goes, like Luke did on Sports Illustrated. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, he claimed that there's a Sports Illustrated cover out there with Luke Walton holding up the middle finger.
Yeah, he's looking at himself. Like, what do you think? Oh, I love it. And, you know, I was like, what do you think? You know, I kind of like point to him. Like, what do you think of the rendition of you? And I go, look. And then he double checks. Like, just want to make sure it was my index finger, not my middle finger.
And then I say, and then we're basically doing our goodbyes.
Yep, shaking his hand.
And then this is how the talk just goes longer. We're shaking his hand, and what did I say?
Yeah, somebody said, you're the GOAT.
I said, you're the GOAT.
Yeah, and he goes, I'm not a GOAT.
This was the funniest line. I said, you're the GOAT, and he goes, I'm not a GOAT. And then I go, no, Bill, that's what the kids say. It stands for greatest of all time. They all say GOAT. And then he says this again. I'm still not a goat.
Yeah, I'm not a goat. Not a goat.
He said he wasn't a goat.
And then we're like walking, you know, and then we thank him so happy to have met him. We're thanking him, you know, pictures are being taken and we're getting the pictures and the whole thing. And Andy, Joe, Andy, okay, Dirty Sports, Joe. And like people are like, now it's to the point where we're walking away. And the next group is walking in and he's still doing Andy, Joe, Andy, Dirty Sports. This is...
And then
magical. Thank you.
Yeah,
we're like, thank you, Bill Walton.
And we're basically like, dude, would you do our podcast?
Yeah,
we asked him. We point blank asked him. And then this is where it got funny.
Yeah, this is like the Hail Mary. We're like, we'd love to have you on
the podcast.
Yeah.
And then what did he say?
And he goes, he's like, I'd love to do it. And he's like, you got my email, and hit me up, and then he's like, no bad words though, right? No cursing. And we were like, I was like, oh, yeah, totally, no bad words. And then I literally, like, I couldn't. I was like, well, we might have to go back and delete a couple episodes. And he said something about, like, well, we all grow and learn. And, you know, like, he was kind of saying it's not too late.
Yeah.
To do my bad words.
And then he said that we could, you know, he would come on a show where you could put on TV for your... He looked at me because it's like he knew that I'm the raunchy one.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he's like, you know, nothing your parents would be ashamed of.
Yeah, he said, no words that you can't say in front of your parents or your children. And I was like, okay.
And then I said, hey, if you come on our show.
I was like, luckily my parents are savages.
Yeah. And I told him, I was like, Bill, if you come on our show, we'll do it all clean.
Yeah.
No swearing, no bad words. We'll do it all clean. And at this point, it's hilarious because he's looking at us and talking to us. And again, the next group is right next to him. Like, dude, why are you still talking to these people? And he kept doing it. Joe, Andy, Joe.
Okay. Well, thank you. And then it's just like, and then basically I started floating out of the room on a dragon. Like, I was like, I just felt like I was floating. And we get outside and you've got to do all your social media. And I'm just trying to ride a dragon into the full moon around Mr. Viejo because I've lost my mind at this point. And you can even see it in, like...
It wasn't just us.
Yeah. Everybody. So affected. But, like, the... You know, I look at the picture of me, and I'm like... I look like I'm making a rabbit face. Like, I'm smiling so much that I look, like, insane. Like, I look like a Mad Hatter.
Now, let me ask you this. Before we went to the event, did you expect... that much emotion and energy out of it?
Like from myself?
Yeah, or did you think about it, or did you not even think about it?
I didn't think about how it would affect me, but what I was, my really one of my favorite parts was kind of throughout him talking, because I have done, I'm one of the world's foremost, like, Bill Walton, you know, investigators. Like, I've watched him on, I've watched the speeches, I've watched interviews, I've gotten deep into the Bill Walton. So I knew what to expect in him talking. I listened to him on podcasts and I've listened to him whatever. I knew exactly what to expect. My favorite part was literally like looking over at you when he's like 15 minutes into what's going to be like a 30-minute story that started because somebody said a random word that like triggered him. And you're just like blown away. Like, you're like, I can't, like, you're literally throughout the thing, you'd be like, the goat, the cat's the goat. I'm like, I know.
I kept whispering to you, the goat, because I was just in awe.
Yeah.
Like I said, seeing him live, it's a whole different thing. He's such a good speaker.
Yeah.
And he has such good stories. And he, like I said, everything from comedy to sentimental stuff, to everything in between, to sports stories.
And the people that he cares about, he goes so deeply. He shows, you can see, you can hear in his voice and see in his face, like, when he loves and cares about somebody, how he talks about them. I mean, he talked about the Jeremy Lin story being like the greatest story of all time before he heard Jerry Tarkanian's mom's story. But you could see him like low-key diss Carmelo. But meanwhile, like everybody else in basketball, like he Russell and Jabbar and Bird and all these guys, he spoke, and the way he would speak about him, you'd be like, holy moly.
That's right, the edited version.
Yeah.
So here's what we need to do. You're going to email him tomorrow.
I am.
And you're going to ask him, how many shirts do you want?
Yeah. How many shirts do you want? I already have your address. I got it on the podcast you did with Richard Jefferson. How many do you want? Who wants them? What size? You want sweatshirts? What color? You want me to tie-dye it? You're going to tie-dye it yourself? Do you want me to hand-deliver it? How are we going to do this? And also, it would be the greatest moment in the history of this podcast, including both of us throwing out ceremonial first pitches at baseball games. If you would guest on our show, we can hand deliver the shirts. We can come down. We can do a podcast. I'm just going to make the most over-the-top plea.
Yeah, let them know. And we talked about it. We'll drive down there. This is what's so great. San Diego's obviously 120 miles. It's so close to L.A. We'll meet him wherever.
Yeah.
If he can give 30 minutes of his day, an hour of his day, whatever it is, and we'll bring him on, because it doesn't really matter. And if you see him, and you guys should know at this point, if you've listened to him on other podcasts or if you've, you know, seen him live or whatever, it'll be so easy for Joe and I, because he's the star.
Yeah.
We don't even have to. It's
we
like
just want Bill Walton to do Bill Walton things.
It's like last night. Nothing against the guy who was emceeing.
Yeah. I'm going to do one impression of him. I'm going to do Walton on Walton, and then hopefully he'll trash it and tell me it's ridiculous. And then we'll just sit back and we'll put our feet up and we'll be like, be Bill Walton for us. And really, the only thing I want to accomplish is I want to get confirmation that he will run as my vice president so I can start getting out paraphernalia. And two, I want to do Walton on Walton. And otherwise, I just want to be in Bill's presence and hear him doing Bill Walton things. And I'm going to say this, because you mentioned another podcast. I don't even mind mentioning the person and the podcast by name, whatever. The only negative moment of all last night was some clown on Instagram calling us. What was the phrase he used? He said, you guys are a knockoff, pardon my take, or something like that. And he said that, I'm assuming, because we were standing there with Bill Walton. Let me just say this, without getting negative on this show, because it's such a positive Bill Walton show, I'm not even going to swear. If you are comparing us to any other sports podcast, specifically that one, because we want to have Bill Walton on, just stop listening to the Dirty Sports. Nobody has appreciated Bill Walton more than I have in the history of sports media. I mean, Bill Walton every other episode. It has been our goal forever to have him on.
Since,
and I will not let it be disparaged because some other guys that that have investment bankers behind them had him on and asked him whether or not he cleans his apples. No, we're going to achieve the greatness that we've always known we could, and we're going to sit down with Bill Walton and we're going to have Walton on Walton, and we're not going to tie his hands up and ask him if he's ever eaten in the ESPN cafeteria or anything like that. We're gonna ask him about how he would make this strange and dark at times world better with his just Bill Waltoning.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, Joe, and I've said this, obviously, Joe's been doing his Bill Walton impression since, like, the first month of our show.
Yeah.
And Joe has opened...
Has predated podcast. People are now doing impressions of my impression, basically.
Joe has opened my world and my eye to Bill Walton. I mean, it's true. You know, because
I was doing it before he was back on the Pac-12 network and before people were knowing the things that he says
and
things he does.
Like, and this is great for Bill. He's had such a... And he talks about, obviously, such a renaissance, a rebirth of his career.
Yeah.
With the love he's getting for all the remarkable broadcast he does.
And I'm so excited that other podcasts and other shows and the internet have finally discovered what I've known since he was doing NBC with Marv, which is this, he's one of the greatest people on the planet. And he, you know, from basketball to broadcasting to writing books and hopefully to politics, like Bill Walton, we could all be better if we were all more like Bill Walton.
Dude, he's inspirational. He really is. And I know this has been, a lot of this has been serious, but it's true. I told Joe, like, I left there. At the end of the day, he basically said he was suicidal. He didn't want to live anymore. And his advice was to anyone who's going through any sort of depression or anything, go volunteer at a VA.
Yeah, go volunteer at a children's cancer hospital. Tell them you'll mop floors.
Yeah.
Tell them you'll clean toilets.
Clean toilets, mop floors, do the dishes at a children's cancer center. It will change your life. And, I mean, what a good message.
Yeah.
And we're going to get him on the show. I am, at this point, I think Joe and I are both, we're determined.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word.
I'm going to send him a pyramid. I'm sending him a different article of a different kind of item of Pyramid of Success gear every day with a handwritten note and some edibles and just say, like, whenever the Dirty Sports Podcast can come down and sit with the great Bill Walton, we will be there.
Yeah, and we'll do it. And you know what? And I can already sense, like I was telling Joe before we recorded this, I can already see how excited you guys are, the Dirtballs. And just from all the positive feedback you guys have given us on social media. And, you know, we did a contest today. We have that great picture of Bill sitting down and he's talking to Joe and I. We're just looking at him just with nothing but admiration. Right, Joe?
Absolutely.
And we have a caption contest that I put out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I said, best caption gets a complimentary Bill Walton Pyramid of Success t-shirt. And Joe and I have decided on a winner. It's going to be Ryan Barrock, or Barrock, B-A-R-O-C-K. And this is his caption. I think you should do it as Bill Walton. Can you do that?
Yeah, let me pull it up. Or you can just hand me your phone.
Yeah, just do this one. Do Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan is going to be our winner, so congrats, Ryan.
Ryan gets it because he's taken the format of Bill Walton's actual speech and my Bill Walton impression, and he's channeled it into a comment. Hi, I'm Bill Walton. I live at 1010 Myrtle Way, San Diego, California, 92103. I have a vision in my mind's eye of Joe Prano, Andy Ruther, and myself, the goat, the deadhead, and the deadhead, coming together in my teepee of success to consume copious amounts of psychedelic drugs and create the podcast of champions. Throw it down, big fella. Again, I am Bill Walton, and my address is 1010 Myrtle Way, San Diego, California, 92103.
So congrats, Ryan.
Congrats, Ryan. You get a Pyramid of Success.
So slide into our DMs, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram, and we will send you a shirt of your size and color, whatever you want. And thanks to all the Dirtballs. We had some really funny submissions, and there can only be one winner, but you guys all did a great job, and spread the love of Bill Walton.
I mean,
he truly is the GOAT.
He was talking about how you interact, every interaction in your day with everybody, like how to think about it and whatever. And, you know, you look at the picture, the picture that we made the caption contest of, and he's got his arms crossed, and he's looking at me, he's listening so intently. The idea that this guy sat there and did that for 100 people, I mean, it's really inspiring. Like, he really changed the way that I looked at just like interacting with people, and just so much of the stuff that he said is inspirational. And it was, I had such a high bar that I've almost created a standard of Bill Walton in my mind that he couldn't live up to, and he blew it out of the water. My Bill Walton impression, look. Do I think that the details that I put into my Bill Walton impression make it the greatest Bill Walton impression ever? Of course I do. But I don't do him justice. I don't do him justice. He's the greatest.
I kept laughing, Joe, all last night. I would say it out loud to myself of me being like, you're the goat. And he'd be like, I'm not a goat.
I'm not a goat.
And then I'm like, no, Bill, that's what the kids are saying.
He's okay,
like,
Andy. Joe, Andy.
I'm still not a goat. Unbelievable. Bill Walton.
Yeah. I didn't, I couldn't have made this description of the night any shorter. So instead of doing, how long have we been talking about this?
We're on about 50 minutes.
So instead of dropping a 50-minute story about the night with Bill Walton in on our podcast on Thursday, I thought, here you go. Have a bonus where we can just let it fly, let it talk, and we don't have to curb the energy of Walton.
And hopefully, the next time we have a serious, lengthy Bill Walton discussion, he will be on the show.
Yeah. Buy Back from the Dead, the Bill Walton book. It's available in hardcover. It's available in paperback. It's available in a book on tape. Get yourself a Bill Walton Pyramid of Success shirt and get yourself some Flag and Anthem gear to go with it. 25% off using promo code DIRTYSPORTS and just fix your life. Fix your life. The book, The Pyramid of Success, Bill's Pyramid of Success. Literally, he signed off on it. He's like, this is my Pyramid of Success. I'm signing.
He was amazed by the shirt.
Yeah.
He loved your shirt.
And some shorts. And then you got it. Your life will change. And just stop swearing and just listen to everybody and have beautiful interactions with every person.
Couldn't agree more.
And do mushrooms. I'm gonna say Bill Walton would sign off on that too.
And on that note, in the words of Bill Walton, condoms are for smart individuals.